From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Local witnesses say they heard at least three explosions as well as heavy gunfire in the Zimbabwe capital of Harare early Wednesday. This comes a day after the armed forces chief said he was prepared to act to end a purge of supporters of a vice president sacked last week. That unprecedented statement by General Constantino Chiwenga represented a sharp escalation of a rumbling political struggle over who will succeed President Robert Mugabe.
We must remind those behind the current treacherous shenanigans that when it comes to matters of protecting our revolution, the military will not hesitate to step in.
The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe is encouraging American citizens to shelter in place amid the rising political turmoil. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who plunged the country into crisis with his surprise resignation during a trip to Saudi Arabia, said in a tweet Tuesday he will return home in the next two days, but that his family would remain in the kingdom. Gibran Basile, Lebanon's foreign minister, said during a trip to Paris that his country may resort to international law to determine Hariri's condition.
I can't be sure of when he will come back. The only thing that will prove that he is free is when he comes back.
It was Hariri's first personal tweet since he announced his resignation on November 4th in a pre-recorded message during a trip to Saudi Arabia. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday that his government would quickly rebuild areas affected by a deadly earthquake. The quake killed at least 530 and injured over 7,000. This is VOA News.